Let us rise and remain standing through the hymn. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be the kingdom, now and forever.
Blessed be the Lord, who forgiveth all our sins. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. I never saw him, but I'm told that around the country stores, churches, and schools in the Mississippi Delta country, in those traumatic years of the 1960s, a huge, overalled black man who had earned a master's degree from Harvard University would just appear, talk to a collation of field hands, until a few heard what that stranger knew about freedom and human dignity. Then he would silently go away and change his name. Long, long ago, in the fullness of time, God left home in Jesus Christ to go on the road with us. John the Baptist announced the breaking in of this stranger. Among you stands one whom you do not know. Unrecognized, different, strange. At birth, he was a peasant's child. Those marvelous stories of stars and angels and shepherds and wise men about which we rhapsodize were written after the church recognized him for what he was. Matthew boldly puts Tamar and Bathsheba in his ancestral lineup. So with a lineage like that, what could he say about family images? His little hometown of Nazareth distilled their perception of him into one brash question. Is not this the carpenter's son? And after all, he was out of the ordinary, this God born of Mary's stock, walking around incognito. This peasant with 2,000 years of wisdom pushing him, familiar with ethereals and eternals. What manner of man was this, living in flagrant independence of sovereign ties and powers, spending time with publicans and sinners when he should have been in the temple? In life and in death, numbered with transgressors, on the cross, gasping out, "It is finished." But what kind of finish was that? Even beyond the grave, he was unrecognized, for Mary took him to be the gardener. And yet, the New Testament claims that in all of this, the Word became deed in a redemptive participation in our human striving. In this Christ, we have divinity divine enough to abandon divinity, majesty secure enough to proceed unmajestically, strength strong enough to become weakness, goodness good enough to be unmindful of its own reputation, love plenteous enough to give and not to take again. No wonder Bernard of Clairvaux could rhapsodize, "O mighty condescension of God the seeker, O wondrous dignity of man the sought." And in that soul one had arrived on the human scene who was the collected man, the gathered man, with an undivided heart whose one obsession was to do the Father's will. He came to show us how to live connected. The higher self is lost in the lower. That's why it's called losing one's life. The direction of the incarnation is always toward the lower. It is always a downward mobility. It is a moving from greatness to smallness, from wealth to poverty, from strength to weakness. Yes, he is our redemption. But mark what manner of it. He comes to us long ago and far away, in lowly home and in conquered land. No wonder the poet said, "Such ever was love's way. To rise, it stoops." Small wonder then that we do not recognize him in our quest for Ivy League urbanity, establishment, rank, growing more respectable and less redemptive every year. We need to put our values and our images up for correction, to place every creed under judgment. Today, about this table, if we listen with all our being and with all our imagination, we may hear the first faint sound of a voice deep within telling us that those who come after him must carry crosses too. Our faith is belief that obeys. It is fidelity to a memory and a meeting. It is our inability to walk away from. Perhaps for us today, like the two on the road to Emmaus, the Master will tarry with us as we gather about this table, and the Lord of life will be known to us in the breaking of bread. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, make your humble confession to Almighty God, that you may be reconciled anew to him through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us join together in the unison prayer of confession. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we might delight in thy will and walk in thy ways to the glory of thy name. Hear the gracious word of God to all who truly turn to him through Jesus Christ. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Let us attend now to the words of institution as these are delivered to us by the Apostle Paul. I have received of the Lord that which also I have delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The gifts of God for the people of God. This bread which we break, is it not a communion in the body of Christ? The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve your soul and body unto everlasting life. Take this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thine heart with thanksgiving.
After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in the blood of Christ, which is shed for many unto remission of sins. Drink ye all of it.
Let us join together in the unison prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank thee for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of thy Son and heirs of an eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work thou hast given us to do, to love and serve thee as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To thee be honor and glory, now and forever. Now unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit you. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.